I'm Bruce Robinson in for Roland Giacopetti today on Sonoma Spotlight, talking with Kim Taylor, the publicist for the Spreckles Theater Company, which has undertaken a big production, a Titanic production, I guess we could say.
You can say that, yes.
Because that's the show, the Titanic.
Titanic the musical. It's the North Bay premiere of this Tony Award-winning production. And it's really a chamber musical, which traces the characters, the real people, and the events of the RMS Titanic. And on Wednesday, April 10th, 1912, over 2,400 passengers boarded this ship for New York City from Southampton, England.
That sounds like the material for a tragedy, not a musical.
It's not going to have a happy ending, Bruce. It just isn't. However,
I guess we have some expectations around that.
Yeah. But the thing I think that's very interesting about this musical, it really gives audiences an opportunity to meet the real people who were on that fateful voyage, from the first class passengers to the officers in the crew to third class passengers who were traveling to New York for a better life. So you have this range of personalities and stories. And as we know, some did survive, and they weren't all first-class passengers.
You described this a moment ago as a chamber musical, but it's got a big cast.
It has a very big cast. You know, it's one of those musicals, strangely, does not have any leads. There are no principal roles in this musical. So it's an ensemble. They're all featured characters, but they each have a very interesting story to tell, and that's told mostly through the music, as are the, you know, the hour-to-hour events that pushed Titanic into that iceberg.
Now, staging a shipwreck like this, it worked in the movies with special effects, and I gather there's some degree of technical surrounding for all of this on stage, too.
Thank you for asking. We do have special effects at Spreckles Theater, particularly on the main stage. We have a projection system that is very advanced, and that allows us to bring the audience really into, you know, the whole picture of a story. And with Titanic, we're doing kind of a retrospective with the projections. So it will bring the audiences in, but into the story, but it'll also help them understand the historic relevance over the years of the compelling story of Titanic.
Why did this show get chosen to bring to Rohnert Park? It seems like a pretty ambitious undertaking.
I think Gene Abravaya, who's the managing and artistic director and directing this production, he likes to bring things that are multi-generational so that people can bring the whole family. And I think he also likes to be the first in the North Bay to present these kinds of musicals that you wouldn't necessarily see even in San Francisco. So he's brought this as a North Bay premiere for the Spreckles Theater Company.
Tickets, sir, I imagine, are a hot item. What do people need to do to go see the show, and when?
Well, I do recommend reservations, and they can either call the box office, which is 707-588-3400, or they can go online, and that website address is www.sprecklesonline.com. And I do recommend reservations. Sometimes we do sell out, but in addition to that, it gives you the opportunity to pick the seats you really want. It's a nice big theater, but there's a variety of seating. So
you have to make sure you pick a space where you'll stay dry.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a limited run. Quickly, what's coming up next?
The next show we have, a holiday show, is Peter and the Starcatcher. That's kind of the backstory to Peter Pan. Nice family show. And in 2017, we're going to present 1776 and also Tarzan on the main stage.
I expect we'll talk about those as they come around.
I hope so. Thank you.
For now, we've got the Titanic musical continuing through October 30th on the weekends at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center. And as we noted, the call for ticket number 588-3400 or SprecklesOnline.com. That's it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, in for Roland Giacopetti.